It is the 29th of July, 2012. It's a Sunday morning. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Met a lot of photographers, written about a lot of photographers.
Mm-hmm.
Really impressed with the work of a Fort Smith gentleman named Stephen Hunter.
Yes.
Have you seen his work?
I have.
It is gorgeous. He's got his first book out, which is about Mount Magazine. And his story is called Mount Magazine, Looking for the Light, A Photographer's Journey. And he's been traveling around signing books, doing slideshows. It's really interesting because he had some depression issues, and he's not shy to talk about that. And when he could no longer work, he had worked for like the FBI, and he'd been a physical therapist or an occupational therapist, and he could no longer work. And he said his family and God strongly suggested he find a project.
Hmm.
And he had been shooting photography, so he spent 10 years shooting Mount Magazine.
Well, it's a wonderful canvas to work with.
And he said, you know, his best shots a lot of times came from the times when other people wouldn't be there, when it was snowing or when it had just snowed or in the middle of a rainstorm. His work is beautiful. We missed his book signing that was yesterday, but he'll be having more, and you can find out more about him at lookingforthelight.net.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Also this afternoon, the Civil War Arkansas Touring Exhibit, the panel exhibit that tells you everything you needed to know about the Civil War, is from 1 to 5 at the Fort Smith Museum of History. Today is the last day.
Go now or miss it.
Exactly. Admission is $2 to $5. There is a printmaking class for teens from 1 to 5 today at Crystal Bridges. It's for ages 13 to 18, and that's $45. There is a reading of Greek dramas with the Aquila Theater.
Yeah, this sounds very interesting.
2 o'clock at the Fayetteville Public Library. That is, of course, free. And your choice of two musicals, which is why I love Northwest Arkansas. Chicago is at 2 o'clock at Rogers Little Theater. Tickets are $16 to $45. And Titanic, the musical, without Jack and Rose, is at 2:30 at Fort Smith Little Theater, and that's $15.
Let me ask your opinion about something. Christina, of course, did a preview for us on Thursday's show of Titanic.
Yes.
And when we were talking, she and I, because when you talk about a play or a book or a movie, you try not to give away the ending. But, of course, with the Titanic, we were wondering, do you think there's even a chance, a small chance, that there's one person who goes into the Fort Smith Little Theater performance and is shocked to find out the ship sinks?
Bet you money.
Really?
You think they're okay?
Yeah.
I kind of was with you.
Yeah, I think there's,
yeah.
I think that there's always somebody who somehow, and you know, they might be 12.
Well, that's a good point.
But I'll bet you there's somebody who doesn't know.
Okay. Well, I really want to see this production.
I do too.
Because I think it, and it's based on truth. So
exactly.
Okay.
All right, we've digressed again.
Yes. Sorry.
Bye.
Thanks, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.